Welcome to the From the Hip podcast and day 15, the halfway point of Audio Mo. All right, today was a special day for Canadians. You know why? Because Canadians love hockey. And this year we were enjoying the hockey very, very, very much. Me and somebody right beside me, I'd like to introduce you to my guest. Go ahead. Who are you, sir?
I am Robbie.
Hi, Robbie. Robbie who?
Hapazi.
Oh, yeah. You are my spawn child.
Yeah.
We were watching the hockey very closely because the Stanley Cup Finals just ended literally minutes ago. You may or may not know, but the Chicago Blackhawks were victorious over our team, which was the what?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Now, Robbie, what is covering your bed right now?
A Tampa Bay Lightning bedspread.
Yes. And what kind of pillows?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
And what kind of hat were you wearing today?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
And the shirt?
Probably Tampa Bay Lightning.
And the underwear?
Dad, you weren't supposed to say that.
Oh. You are. No, that was not true. But, so, if you could add all that together, that is about $100. No, that is, we were cheering for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and unfortunately, it didn't happen for us. Robbie, why did you think the Tampa Bay Lightning were going to win this year? What was going through your head, the reasoning?
Okay, so the year I was born, which is 2004, Tampa Bay Lightning won the cup, okay? I wasn't even a fan back then because I didn't even know life. Hmm. But, so 2015 is the year that I started watching them. And if you compare those two, they should have won the cup.
So all those odds and all those factors. Yeah, the last time they won the cup was when you were born.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, needless to say, we're a little disappointed. And we also had something called skin in the game. Robbie, what was on the line for us if Tampa Bay would have won?
Well, if Tampa Bay would have won, since I'm in a pool, and me and Dad are actually, he already won the $200, which is first place prize. If Tampa Bay Lightning won, I would have came in second and won $80.
Yeah, and then we would have had a Hathazi sweep.
Yeah.
So how were you feeling when the minutes were dwindling away and Tampa Bay was behind?
Not too good.
No, I saw. We were frustrated because they just couldn't put the puck in the net, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is the way of sports. But there is another bit of sports news to report that actually worked out pretty good for us today. Canada tied their final game in the Women's World Cup, which means that they sat first after the preliminary rounds or the group stage, and they are qualified to go to the next round, even though they won so in an unconvincing style. But that's not bad, right, Rob?
Not at all.
So it's going to give us something more to watch. But you know, even better, I'm kind of glad playoffs for hockey are over, because now we could go back to something that we've really started to enjoy this year. You don't know what that is?
No. Oh, the season.
No, bike riding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rob's got the new bike. I actually got a new bike, so we've had a lot of fun. And actually, we're going to go play some soccer together. That's been lots of fun, too. So, yeah, we've been having a good day. A good summer, I should say. Well, I would like to say have a great day. Have a good night. Have a great afternoon, coffee break, bathroom break, stroll around the block, drive through the city, standing in line, exercise, or whatever you're doing as you listen to this show. And also, somebody else wants to say goodbye for now, too.
Bye-bye.